Good morning. We're going to do things a little different today. Of course, I guess why I got all these kids right up front here with me. So I'm going to ask all the kids to come up here and at least kind of stand around the front so we all can see them just for a few seconds. So if you don't mind standing up, all your kids, and bring me Arden. Everybody can see Arden too. This takes a lot of pressure off me, okay? This right here. I mean, all these wonderful kids take a lot of pressure off me, and she's not going to like it. The whole thing is we had it read earlier to us that our quiver is full. If you look at it. Look at it right here, right now. Our quiver is full. And like John said a while ago, there is several kids that are not here that are in this congregation right now that is absolutely our love. I can think of right now off the top of my head seven other kids that are not here right now with us and stuff. So there's a lot to be said with these wonderful kids. And that's what we're going to talk about a little bit. And we're going to do it at the end. We're going to give out the LTC Awards to show you guys what they have done. And it's just a great blessing and how we need to mold these kids. So just take a look at it from big to tall to beautiful to little to Aubrey. they're just wonderful. All we got it all right here, and it's just not here in this congregation that we need to look and think about what we have in this world right now. And you guys can sit back down the front if you want. I would love to. Or if you want to go sit back with your mom and dad, I'm going to call the LTC kids back up here in a little bit. But I just want to make sure you guys get that in your head before we really start talking about this a little bit. And we'll get on with it. So, greatly appreciate the kids. The reason that keeps me motivated in my life is because of kids. I'm going to talk a little bit about raising godly children. Here, I'm going to do a little devo because I don't want to sit here and take you long. So I'm going to hand out so you guys can realize what they did in LTC and all the rewards and what they've done and the hard work they've done with their kids. But do we want good children or godly children? Because if they're godly, what would they become? Good. So, I mean, where a lot of people think, we think about good is a fact of good in this world. But if we're good, they can be good and godly good. And then they'll become a part of everything. We desire our children to have love and passion for a God that overflows in love for mankind. And without Jesus, our ability to forgive, we should have goals for our children that goes far beyond our own ability, what our parents can do. It's way beyond what we imagine what we can do. There's a song out there. Every time when I was writing this, I just want to start singing right now. I mean, but Beyond Me is what it's called. But there's so much more that we can do beyond us here as parents, as people of this church, as what we can do for these kids. There's so much more as long as we raise them in a godly fashion. Now it's time to change our course of where our children are going. And this world, if we look out there, we're kind of going in the wrong direction. As everybody knows, we watch the news, we watch what we got, we're kind of falling off in the wrong direction, ain't we? But it's time to stop and change what we got right here, right now. With not only these kids that want to be a part of this godly thing, but the kids that are out there that need help. I hear Peter talk about, and Mary Joy, and everybody, and Anna that are in school, how they interact with the children at the school. Wyatt talks about how he interacts with the kids at his co-op. They are getting taught to take charge and stand for what is right. Not just just fall over and let somebody else take over them, which is the devil. So I got five little quick observations of from Deuteronomy 6:1-9 that I'm going to go over, and just a real quick Devo that I got so we can get on with this LTC, because that takes a little bit too. But I want to make sure I bring a good little thing. I was sitting there when I was studying this. I could actually sit here and probably talk with you guys for a couple hours when I started. I'm like, there is way too much that I want to say for these kids. And I told Julie the other day that I understand why I gave Jeff Kinney and I give poor Herman or my brother Shane, who's a preacher, a hard time when they get up here and start preaching. Because there's so much in here that you can talk about. It's like you can go on and on and on and on. So I said, I understand why they get a little long-winded. I said, I've been doing this now just for a couple months to help out our congregation till we get our preacher. But I could really keep going and going and going on this, and it just gets exciting more and more and more. So it's a great thing. But I appreciate the reading this Deuteronomy 6:1-9. But the first one is, one of the observation I want to stick out, verse that sticks out to me, is in verse 1, it says, and the verse 1, it was just read, I just lost it, there it is. These are commandments, decrees, and laws of the Lord your God, directed to teach, to observe in the land that you are crossing the Jordan to possess, so that you and your children and their children's after them may fear the Lord your God as long as you live, by keeping all decrees and commands that I give you, and so that you may enjoy long life. I read verse 2 too, but that's all right. I'll just go on. But the first verse, and my first one, is establish and live by God's standards. As people here that need to grow these kids that look after me, and this includes me, because I look up to a lot of men in this congregation. How are you living your life? What are you establishing? And are you living by God's standards to raise kids, me, as in the godly way? Second one, and that's in verse 2 that I already read. I won't read it again, but it is, we need to pass on to the next generation. Instead of just stop here, do we not? We need to go on with our generations. We need to teach our kids, the next kids, and so on. And so our kids can learn, and they'll teach their kids. Their grandparents can teach their kids. And the church can keep growing. If not, if we don't get our establishment of the God and the standards, we are going to fall apart. And without that, we all know what it's going to be. The third one is, we are convinced of the need of God's blessings. Do you believe that you need God's blessings? Do you need them? Is that how we will prolong? Verse 3 says in Deuteronomy 6, hear, O Israel, and be careful to obey, so that it may go well with you, and that you may increase greatly in the land flowing with milk and honey. Now, milk and honey is blessings. Blessings is what we need. And we need to show our kids, when we live this godly life, when we are obeying God, when we are under only one command, and that you will be blessed. Because if they don't see the blessings, and if they don't see what they're doing this for, they're going to be like, why should I do this? Is it really? But it will make them go, I want that. I want that. I've heard a lot of stories say, I want that. I want that. We were at the Winter Jam. Well, some of us were at Winter Jam this year, and it was talked about that they did a big thing over that, and the kid, just one kid that had no idea about God, but he ended up by the end of the night saying, I want what these people got. It makes me feel good, and I've never had it. So, that's something that he's seen the blessings that they were given in it. So,
We need to show our kids our blessings. We need to talk with them and show them, hey, this is what you get if you live with the Lord. Not the earthly things. This is the godly things that you get. That's what it's about. Okay, and then there are my fourth one. It's the undivided loyalty to Yahweh. Undivided loyalty to Yahweh. And that's in verses 4 and 5. I'm going to read here. And it says, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give to you today are to be put on your hearts. So, what that's telling you there is give it your all. Don't just do it halfway. Because when you really, really love something, or you really, really want to do something, I love my baseball. I played a lot of baseball. Wyatt can tell you, I love my fishing. I do a lot of fishing and everything. And so, and I put a lot into it when I do these things. You know what I mean? That's what I go after. I'm like, I need to get more fish, need more fish, more fish. And like I just said, when I start studying this thing, I want more and more and more and more. And that not only shows me that I want more, but that's showing my kids, like, ooh, he just keeps on digging deeper and deeper, and he's really enjoying it. And it is very enjoyable once you start getting into it, guys. It's very exciting what you get and everything. There's so much to talk about with your friends, family, and in your household, wherever it might be. There is so much to talk about in this book once you get started in it. So let your kids know how much there is to talk about it. That's what it's all about. We're not here just to hide in our closets and just... and not celebrate what God has given us right here in this world. We need to celebrate this. This is what it's for. And then my fifth one that I will end on here real quick, and then we'll go to our LTC, is devoted to His Word and committed to His teaching. And that's 6 through 9. And 6 through 9 says real quick, if I can find it again. 6 through 9 says, These are the commandments that I give you today are to be put upon your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you're walking along the road. When you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as a symbol on your hands. Bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your house and upon your gates. We need to teach them, not only in this church. Sometimes we allow only place. I've been there, done it. We only bring our kids to church, and we don't talk about anywhere else right here in the church. As I just said, we need to do it everywhere. Not only the parents. There's a lot to be said with the parents, and that is their job, and that's what we do, but that's not only the parents' job. That's when they look up to a lot of people here in this church. They look up and go, oh, what is he doing? Well, he did it. That's okay if I do this. Do you realize there's a lot of kids watching you guys here? A lot of kids. I catch myself go, oh, I better not do that because there's a lot of children here watching me and everything. I know there's everybody that works with the youth, and there's a lot of them here. And we need a lot more help. It looks like there's a lot of people, but we also need a lot more help with the youth. Trust me, there's a lot of teaching that needs to be involved back there more and everything. But we don't need to do it here in church. We need to do it here in church, excuse me, but we need to do it everywhere. We need to do it when we walk down the streets, as it says, hanging on our door, hanging in on our gates. Let everybody know what we are standing for. It's not just here in church, it's for everywhere, everybody to see. So we can grow these wonderful kids that we've seen standing up here on this in front of us, the lovely faces that we've seen. We need to grow them so they can be upon the good Lord right here, right now. So, I hope you get a little encouragement of how you raise your kids. And like I said, I could go on forever, and I want to, but I still got to hand out LTC awards. And but there's just a little encouragement of a Devo that I just set forth to you right now, how you need to raise your kids and how we need to raise not only your kids, but all the kids. You can make an impression on everybody you come into contact with in the world. And so where you work, where you in a gas station, at Walmart, wherever you go, you're making an impression, and your impression stands a lot in some people's minds once they see that. So, okay, so we... I'm going to go move on to LTC here, as we did. It's been about 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago. So, it's been a little bit. I had a child since then, so it's been exciting. I don't remember what day's what, so it's where we're all right. I will like for everybody that was involved in LTC to come stand up on the stage. We are missing several of the LTC kids, but I want to hand out their plaques, and I give them a plaque every year. So come on up here if you were in LTC. And there's a lot more kids that are getting them, but I do give them I broke yours, Peter. I just did. Well, we get a plaque. They get a plaque for the participant going to this, and so it makes it it's pretty nice. They can hang it up in the room and stuff. The ones that got it, but we hand them a plaque every year, and we got Taylor's missing. Even though Taylor wasn't allowed to come this year, she got sick right at the last second. But I'll get hers to her. And then we got Keaton that's missing, and Layla that's missing. Who else was there? Is that it? Yeah, I was going to get to those. So there was two kids from Marshall that they were involved. I already gave them their stuff. So Charlie Reed can, they took care of all that and presented that to their congregation. And that was exciting. And, for them to come and get involved in the church and what they had here. But I'm just going to go on and read off some of the stuff that they did and hand their medals to them. But the two kids from Marshall, they did a Bible reading. It's a pre-convention event. They do it before we go up to LTC in Kansas City. It's something you got challenges that you need to do beforehand. And so the pre-convention events was what I'm going to go through. But the two kids from Marshall did Bible reading. And they both got gold in that. So that was Moses and Paul. And they're from Marshall. And they did that. Moses did a sermon too, and he got, I believe, a gold on that too. So Moses did; he was very excited when that comes and everything. But we also got the service project, which service is helping out anywhere that we can get, and we got three people that did that, and they were they did all golds. They helped out so much, and that was Mary Joy, Anna, and Wyatt. They all got golds for the service project. So. I'll tear these off and hand these to you. You guys can hook them onto your thing later. So, good job on the service of that, guys. And then we got teaching was also a service project. And that was the same three. They go back there and help out the teachers and do what they... and then they even eventually have to teach the class for the kids just 1 week and everything. So they're getting trained into helping the little ones and everything. So Wyatt, Mary Joy, and Anna also did teaching. So congrats on that too, guys. Good hard work. And but we also got, we're going to move on to Christian drawing. And they draw something with it. It was over 1 Samuel was LTC, if you guys don't remember, or if you didn't know. And they got to draw something with it, in fact, of what they did what they when they read 1 Samuel. They got to draw something that's involved with the text and everything. But we had Keaton, which is, he's just got sick, as we heard in the announcement and stuff, so we'll need to pray for Keaton. But his drawing, he got a gold. I'm going to give that to his mom and stuff so she can give it to him. But his drawing, he got a gold. So congrats to Keaton on that. And then he got another drawing that Mary Joy did, and she got a silver on her drawing. There you go, Mary Joy. And then we've got Layla that did a drawing, and I'll give this one to Mark and Donna. She wasn't able to be here this morning with us either, But Layla got on her drawing. She got a silver on her drawing too. So congrats to Layla. And then one more drawing is Anna's, and she got a gold. And then we had sculpture. Wyatt loves his Legos, and so they built something that with Legos that is in the text of 1 Samuel. So, and Wyatt got a gold in his sculpture of Legos. So congratulations to that, Wyatt. And then we're going to move on to song leading. We had three of people that did song leading with us this year. And Mary Joy did song leading. And she got her a gold in that song leading. And then we had Peter that did song leading too. And we get to listen to Peter a lot. And we know he's very good at what he does. And he got a gold. So congrats to that, Peter. And then Wyatt, his first year song leading, I was very proud of him. He did very well and did really good. He got a silver on his song leading. So good job on that, Wyatt. We're going to go to speech. Mary Joy had a speech, and she got there and talked, and she got a gold on her speech. Awesome, Mary Joy. That was a good job. And then we know Peter likes to talk, so he did a sermon. He did really good on his sermon and everything, and he got a gold on his sermon too. So congrats to that. And we're going to move on to Bible Bowl. Bible Bowl is it's like they just ask questions, and you got to figure out what the question is. And there's quite a few hard questions in that, and it's pretty challenging. If you've never actually been there, to go listen to some of the questions, it's like, whoa, you better study, or you're not going to do very well at all. So it's very challenging for the kids. They just don't make it easy by no means. But we have three of them that did Bible Bowl, Peter was one of them, and Mary Joy was another one. And Keaton was another one, and they all got bronze on that. So, nice work. So they all got bronze on 1 Samuel. And then we had Wyatt, Layla, and Anna did something new. We haven't tried this out, and they found out it was a pretty. It was really tough. Even I was sitting there going. It's called the Bible Quiz. They do it as a team, and you think, oh, it's a team, it could be easier. It was, no. They did good for their first time, and us really not knowing what to expect and all this stuff, but they got a silver in that, so that was really good. So good job on that, and I'll give that to Layla also, so... I'll give that to Layla when that's done. So, congrats on that. And then we have the scrapbook that we did, and Heather led up the scrapbook for us, and she worked with these kids and done. And we have it back there on the table. So, if you haven't got to see it, it's back there on the table. It's really, really good. So, for this, but the scrapbook, the team, it was Layla, Wyatt, Anna, Mary Joy, and Taylor, and that got gold. So. Good job on that scrapbooking. I got to get Layla and Taylor's to hers too. And then go to small course, which was very, very good. And poor David beat himself up on this one, on the small course. But the kids did really good and everything. So... they did end up getting a gold on that small course, so it was it worked out just fine. It was Layla, Mary Joy, Peter, Wyatt, and Anna got the golds on that. So, congrats to the small course. Get Layla Stewart too. And then we got. Oh, I did this one. Long call. Get too many papers. Drama, and they did a good drama this year, and it was Layla, Mary Joy, Peter, Wyatt, Taylor, and Anna. And Taylor, like I said, got sick right off the bat and everything. But she worked really hard back there and did many a weeks of training and stuff with us. And so I've decided to go on, even though she didn't get to perform, I'm going to go on and give her the rewards because I believe that she needs it and everything. So we're going to go on and give Taylor all these awards so she knows what her hard work at least paid off or something to help her teammates out and everything. So, they got a gold on that too, so there's that. Okay, and then I think we got one more, and then I'll be done. And it's puppets and everything. And they got, where's it at? Gold, yeah, it's gold on that too. And so gold on the, and that was Layla, Mary Joy, Peter, Wyatt, Taylor, and Anna again. So congrats on those. All right, I know I'm running. It's running long, so you guys can sit down. Thank you very much. I appreciate what you guys done. So I won't take any more really of your time that I've taken up, and that's why I had this short lesson because I wanted to get those things out. But it's really important for us to have kids that our kids to be involved in what they're involved for. It's really hard on. Sometimes in our parenthood, we get wrapped up in stuff, and we don't really pay attention to what is really important. And I'm there. I don't pay attention enough to it. But so just think of the wonderful children that you have, and the wonderful children's face that we've seen down here, and the wonderful children that we have in this world. And just think how you can better their lives is all I'm asking. So it's an amazing time that we get to have with these kids. So let's just cherish it. But if there's any needs that we have today that we need to that need to be prayed for, and I don't want to leave that out because we all need our prayers and stuff, but if there are any needs that we need to have and that need to be prayed for, if you would please come forward as we stand and sing.
Let's give them another good hand.